Hello. Well, it ended up being quite a happy Friday for the Australian share market. Four straight days of gains. We hit a fresh three-week high for the second straight day. It was the best week since early June. Shares were up about 2.5% in 5 days, and we're only about 2.5% as well away from the best levels in about 4 months. So we had the ASX 200 today up 25 points. That's a gain of 0.4%, wrapping up the day at 6,057. Importantly as well, for the second day, we had the ASX 200 closing above that key 6,000 point level, which in recent months has been very difficult for the market to do. The last time it happened, we're actually only above that level for 2 days and then we pulled back. So early next week will be important to see if we can remain above that level. It's a key psychological barrier for the market, and we're not going to be getting a lead in from Wall Street because of the Independence Day holiday tonight, which will keep the American markets closed. So we'll instead be looking for any geopolitical tensions, anything that's out as far as COVID-19 is concerned, and how the European markets perform tonight as well. Also keep in mind that some of that investor eagerness was actually died down in late trade. The way the market panned out today was we started off very strongly. We're up 1.1% in the first hour of trade, and then for most of the day the market fell away. And the last few hours of trade were in negative territory and then just pushing a little higher, and then right on the close the market started to basically spike, and that's when we had the market ending a little bit higher. But so what we're seeing essentially is that the COVID-19 situation is still a concern, but at the moment markets, speculators are looking past this, at looking past the recession, and instead focusing on the recovery process, the reopening of the global economy, and also the fact that we're seeing some positive signs as far as data is concerned. In the past few days in the US, we had better data on manufacturing and on jobs, and that is indicating that even though some places in the US and globally are still shutting down and going back to more cautious sort of a stance, that in generally markets are heading in the right direction for now. But looking at the stocks and sectors that made a difference today, we had healthcare and telcos really standing out. Telstra was up a good 4%. In the healthcare space, we had Cochlear, the standout. It rose 6%. So this is the hearing implant maker. It cracked $200 per share again, up near the best levels in about 3 months. And what was helpful was that it received FDA approval to start selling 4 new products in the US, which is its biggest market by far. It makes about half of all of its sales in the US. So it is certainly its most important market at the moment. There were a few losers though. The worst was Adbri. This is the group that used to be Adelaide Brighton, changed its name, down 25% today. That was all off the back of an announcement that it's lost a contract with one of the world's largest aluminium producers, Alcoa. That was worth in the order of $70 million per year in revenue for the group. And it's been working with Alcoa for the past 50 or so years. So that was seen as a big blow. The company said it won't have a significant impact on the company's results for now, but it might after June 2021. So that certainly was a little bit of a concern. It seemed to drag other building products makers like Boral and Fletcher Building down for a second day as well. Now, of course, the COVID-19 situation not helping travel stocks in general. So companies like Webjet and Flight Centre were down around 4%. Qantas was down 2.5%. And we had Sydney Airport down in the order of 0.5%. Afterpay, well, it fell by 1% today, which we haven't seen take place very often. It's basically been hitting record high after record high for some time. Having said that, this morning it did actually hit another record high. It cracked $70 per share at one stage, which it's never done before. Now, Afterpay shares are trading at about 9 times almost what they were at the lows back in March, which is quite remarkable for a company that isn't really posting profits. It's generating revenues, it's expanding aggressively, but the fact that Tencent, the Chinese company, took a 5% stake in the group and that it is expanding overseas aggressively seems to have been pushing the stock continuously higher. Now, we had an update on retail spending today, which was a little better than expected. In the month of May, we had spending jumping 16.9%. So that actually almost makes up for the big tumble that we had in April. Not quite, but we're getting there. And the fact that we've had things reopening, stores coming back online, the social distancing rules are being relaxed at least slightly in most places, that's been helpful. Having said that, not really helping our retailers today. Maya was down 4.5%. Adairs was down 4.5% as well. And then we had JB Hi-Fi flat, Harvey Norman and Exception managing to lift. So tonight, looking ahead, as I said, the US market will be closed for the Independence Day holiday. But looking forward to next week, it's actually going to be a relatively quiet week for both economic data and company news. There won't be a lot of it around, but something that will receive attention will be the Reserve Bank's board meeting on Tuesday. This is held once a month, and 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's when the RBA says what it's going to do with monetary policy with rates and other stimulus measures. So probably not going to be a massive change here, but the statement that's always released on the RBA's website, which is a page long, always provides or can provide a bit of a hint as to what might come out ahead. So it could be a little bit more optimistic perhaps, since the recovery process has been a bit ahead of schedule, and if that's the case, you can potentially see the Aussie dollar picking up. And on that note, the Aussie dollar sits at 69.3 US. Enjoy the weekend and we'll catch you next week.